A lot of conversations have taken place, but there's this hashtag that has been trending sometime last week, mm-hmm. and I think partly on Monday, mm-hmm. It was reject the finance bill.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
Yeah. Is this finance bill bad?
My honest opinion,
mm-hmm.
it's a balanced finance bill.
Okay.
But disappointing in some sense.
All right.
So, looking at the proposals in the finance bill, there are no major provisions or proposals that will change. For example, there are no new introduction of taxes. It's mainly administrative mm-hmm. in nature
mm-hmm.
and tying up issues of compliance.
Okay.
Why it's disappointing is early in the year, yes, somebody had said that some release would be brought about
mm-hmm.
in the finance bill to cushion the common man and chief from the cost of living.
Yes.
And they had said that they would introduce a relief of, the personal relief would be increased to 3,000
mm.
so that anyone earning 30,000 and below, then they don't have to pay taxes.
Okay.
So initially we expected this to come through the income tax amendment bill,
mm-hmm.
but due to the closeness of the finance bill, we mm-hmm. thought it would come.
Yes.
So last week, yeah,
mm-hmm.
CS said this is still a proposal that they're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
They've even talked to the president.
Okay.
So we wait to see whether this will be something that will be brought about. But mm-hmm. In my honest opinion, I thought this would be in the bill so that it would give Kenyans an opportunity to discuss it,
mm-hmm.
to give their proposals. And I think yesterday I was reading KBS, that is the Kenya Bankers Association mm. proposal, around the same.
Yes.
And they were making the proposal that the pay bands, mm. as it is, to be reduced by 5% for each band.
Okay.
And this would translate into almost 28.1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like it would be like a saving.
Yes.
And this would be money into the pockets of Kenya.